Michael McDowell. Love this guy. The stories we could tell you about him. And they're all good. Hell of a man. Hell of a family man. Hell of a husband. And a hell of a super speedway racer. Grabbed himself the pole for Talladega. Thought him had himself a win. Who cares? Had a chance to catch up with him at Talladega. It's a good 6 minutes with Michael McDowell right now here in Freak Nation. Lucas Oil Studios, Speed Freaks Pits, Freak Radio Network, and on MAV TV. So, Michael McDowell, watching your press conference when you're sitting in front of all the press group, there are questions that are asked that I think, why didn't they know that answer? But frankly, there are answers that you're giving that I didn't expect the answer. And it comes to the driving style now with Talladega is different than it was.
It
where
is, yeah.
You were talking about you don't want to lose a position in Talladega.
Yeah.
When in the past, I thought it really doesn't matter.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in the old days, you kind of knew when business would pick up and when you needed to be in position. And if you didn't want to risk it early in the race, you could kind of drop to the back a little bit and stay in that lead draft, but not be in the mess, you know? But you could build so much more momentum later on, and you could get through the field if you had a good handling car and you had a lot of speed. And, you know, this next gen car just drafts differently. And I also think, too, that the drivers and the teams execute at such a high level now that, you know, with working the strategy and working the manufacturers staying together and working together and trying to throw off the next manufacturer, and they're trying, you know, there's so much going on. That you have to stay in position and you have to race really hard to do that. Now, that doesn't mean if you're running 15th that you got to be bonsai three wide middle.
Sure.
But you definitely don't want to go back to 30th because you feel like something could happen. Those days are kind of gone where you can drop to the back if you feel like you're in a bad spot and then cycle back to the front. Now, you may miss the accident and there might be one. And if 10 cars fall out of it, it might work out. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to get back to the lead. You're not going to get back to win the race. And I think that's where the mentality's changed is you're not just trying to score points and come out of here with a top 10. You're trying to win the race. And if you're going to win the race, you have to be up front all day.
Is that more so the design of the car versus the newer driver approach?
I think it's all of the above.
Oh.
I think that some of it has to do with the car, with like the side draft and, you know, the top line just doesn't build as much momentum as it used to. You know, it used to be if you get five or six guys that would take that three wide top, as long as you had a couple really strong cars up there, you could get past a lot of rows. Now you don't really have that. You do have three wide, but you can't just take the momentum and pass a bunch of cars like you used to be able to. So the way that the cars draft is different, but also how the guys and how hard everybody runs throughout the entire race has changed.
Is it fun? And I ask this in all honesty, fun to be a teammate of Gilliland, given the fact that he's still kind of green. They ask you some questions, but the dude is kicking ass.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. And for me, I'm super proud of Todd. Mm. And I mean, I don't know how to say other than this. I take a lot of pride in that he's doing well. I feel like I've embraced him as my teammate as much as I've ever had anybody. And I've spent so much time in trying to make sure that he can be successful. Mm-hmm. And he puts the time and the effort in to be successful. So when he runs well, I'm super pumped. And I'm happy for him because I feel like I'm a part of that. And I feel like he's worked really hard to do that. And I want to see him succeed. And so it's not one of those teammate situations where I'm like, oh, this guy, he's fast. I better step it up or I'm going to lose my job. It's more of like, man, I am so pumped for Todd to be running well and help elevate our program. And having two cars running up front often is important. And so, yeah, it's fun to watch him do well.
Does it help his dad and you had some time on the track together? You guys knew each other?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a big part of it because I've known, Toddy since he was a kid and obviously race with his dad and have a lot of respect for his dad, and his dad and I are friends as well. And so I kind of felt that responsibility when Todd was my teammate to make sure that, you know, I did right by him and his dad. And, you know, cup racing's tough. You're just thrown into the fire, you know, and even though Todd had decent experience, it's never enough when you get to the cup level. And so just trying to do everything I can to help him be prepared and understand how to prepare. And if I can expedite that learning curve at all, then I want to do that for him.
Does it feel like it's still you guys against the world with
Front
Row Motorsports?
100%. And that's the mentality that we take and we like it. It keeps us hungry. And, you know, as we've seen results, you know, and as we've seen, hey, this is possible. You know, it's not just a fantasy, right? Like, we can do this. And yeah, maybe we don't do it week in and week out where we have this type of speed, but we're better everywhere and we're faster everywhere than we used to be. And so we take a lot of pride in running well and trying to beat the big teams. And when we can do that, it's fun. And, you know, we work hard and we pride ourselves on being efficient and getting the most out of everything we can.
Where is that gap between, let's say, RCR, who we know runs well on these bigger tracks, versus where you guys are? You guys are hitting something there. But then again, Hendrick, what is it with the lack of money that you guys that can find that these well-funded teams seem to just take it for granted?
It's just all about people.
Really?
You just have good people that are hungry. And I know they have good people that are hungry, but it's probably a little easier for us to move on things because we probably don't have as much processes and red tape. So we find something, we just put it in our car and do it that week. We don't have to ask anybody. We don't have to go through you know, competition director, technical director, you know, XYZ. You know, just keep going down. Well, we got to make sure the engineers, you know, run CFD. We don't have to worry about any of that stuff because we don't have any of it. We just go and do it if we think it's better. So I think that helps us respond a little bit quicker than maybe some. But we just have really talented people at Front Row that are working their guts out. Then we've hit on a few things, right? And once you start to build that momentum and you start to see that, all right, there's things that we're doing that are moving the needle, then you keep growing and keep building.
Texas, they took down the timing tower. They take down the timing tower here.
I didn't notice. Yeah, everyone's talking about it. I didn't notice. I must not pay attention to those things. You know, the only thing is somebody mentioned to it on the grid there. And when you're standing on pit road, you used to look, right? Just to see kind of where you are and who's in that top 10. And so, yeah, it's going to take some getting used to. But yeah, it's a topic of conversation.
Brother, it's fantastic. We're proud of you.
Thank you.
We love the underdog story. You know, it's just what we've been doing for so many years.
Yeah.
Ourselves, man.
That's cool. Well, I appreciate you having me on.
Love that guy, Michael McDowell.